visiting with IHSA Assistant Executive Director Sam Knox. He oversees officials in all sports here within the IHSA. And I guess the first question I have for you is, are we at a crisis in terms of looking for officials?
Yeah, good question. I wouldn't call it a crisis, but it's a significant concern for us. I was just looking at the numbers this week, and numbers-wise, compared to last school year, where, you know, sitting here in the summer of 2017 compared to 2018, we're actually up a little bit, just over 100 extra officials and around 400 licenses. And what I mean by that is Jim Taylor might be one official, but he might be licensed in volleyball, soccer, and softball, for example. So we count that as three licenses for that official. So we're up a little bit over last year, which makes us feel good, but we're certainly not where we would like to be. Looking at about 7 years ago from the 2010-2011 school year, we were at right around 14,600 officials statewide, and right now we're sitting at just over 12,000 officials. So down 2,000 from about 7 years ago, and again, I've told many people, we're not unique. This is happening in every state across the nation for whatever reason, and many people are retiring from officiating. We're just not getting enough new people in every year to fill those retirement spots, but we're working at it. We're putting it out there. We're publicizing it on social media, as you know, and on our website, and reaching out to schools. And a lot of our high schools are starting to offer officiating classes in their curriculum, which makes it exciting for us. And we want to work with those schools, too, to make sure they're teaching things the right way and offering students the best opportunity to stay involved with their sport once they finish their playing days in high school and they move on to college. And maybe they're just, you know, average Joe college student, and they're not playing a sport, but they want to stay involved in basketball or soccer or volleyball or track and field. And officiating is a great way for a college student or any student to stay involved in the sport and to make a little money and have some more fun on the side, too.
Is there more of a need in one sport compared to another? I mean, are you looking at some critical shortages in some sports?
We are. The two that come to mind right away always are wrestling and soccer. And I don't know why that is, but wrestling, I think we're below 600 officials statewide in wrestling. And as you know, we've got many, many schools that offer wrestling. And the farther west you get in Illinois, over, you know, beyond Jacksonville and toward the Quincy area, there's just a couple wrestling officials over that way that cover all those schools. And when you get down in the deep southern reaches of Illinois, there aren't many wrestling officials down there either. Soccer is similar. Not all schools play soccer, but in the areas where there are soccer schools, there's a shortage of officials in those sports as well.
The recommendation, I assume, if somebody is listening today that may be interested, I would assume they should probably go about contacting kind of one of the regional officiating associations where you have a lot of the expertise, or those type of people that can provide you some professional courtesy?
That's a great place to start. You can reach out to maybe an official you know who lives in your town, and you've seen him or her work the local high school game, and you know him or her. Contact that person, contact an association, or contact the IHSA or your local high school athletic director. That person is going to likely know who to put you in touch with in your area to get you started. But ultimately, it all starts at the IHSA office, where people can get licensed in one or more sports. The first sport license costs $50, and each sport license after that costs only $15. So if you wanted a license in football and track and field, for example, it would cost you $65 a year. You take an exam online to know the rules. We send you a rule book. You watch a rules video online every year and take a concussion exam to tell us what you know about concussions. That's a state law for officials. And after that, it's really up to the individual official to take it as far as he or she wants to. They're independent contractors. They schedule their own games within their own areas of the state. And as you know, some of them have aspirations of working the state finals someday, and that's great. Some of them are just as happy as they can be with working the local junior high, freshman, JV schedule, and that's as much as they want to do, and we need those officials as well. So Anybody who's interested can always call the IHSA office, too, and talk to us about what it takes to become an IHSA licensed official.
You mentioned, you know, a perfect opportunity maybe for those college students out there. But it's a cross-section of characteristics, right? I mean, any occupation, any profession, they can get involved in officiating. Is that right?
That's right. We've got everything, Jim, from attorneys, doctors, principals, superintendents of school districts, athletic directors. Some coaches are officials as well. And those coaches who maybe coach football in the fall but referee basketball in the winter, they tell us all the time, serving those dual roles of coach and official makes them better at both. Because as a coach, they don't say much to the officials because they know what the officials are going through. And as an official, they can relate well with a coach because they know what the coach is going through. But we've also got people who are, you know, construction workers, bankers, they work at the local park district mowing grass all summer, and then they go umpire baseball after their job is done that day. So from all walks of life, any career, any occupation, people have really found enjoyment in becoming a high school official. And what we've heard recently more is that people who may have become empty nesters, and they've watched their kids play ball or sports through high school, and now their kids are off in college, or their kids are grown and married and starting their own families, and they say, hey, I really enjoyed going to my kids' events over the years. I want to keep going. I want to stay involved. Maybe officiating is right for me. And even if those people are of a certain age where maybe running isn't their thing and they're not as in good a shape as they think they should be, you know, think of sports like volleyball, track and field, and some others where there isn't a lot of physical movement and running, where but you have to know the rules and you can still provide a tremendous help to our high schools conduct their sporting events. So you're right. People come from all areas of the state, all occupations, and the people who really love it, they find a way to make it fit into their life. And there are guys and gals out there who, during the busy season, they'll referee 4, 5, 6 nights a week. But others say, you know, with my job and the point of my life where my kids are busy or this or that, I can only do 1 or 2 nights a week. And that's fine. We'll take any official who's interested in joining us to help our student-athletes have a great experience.
That is Sam Knox with the IHSA, and you can find out more at ihsa.org.